USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax.
President Trump ripping into former special counsel Robert Mueller, telling reporters in Washington before he heads off to Colorado, "I think he's a totally conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper."
And then they say, gee, he fought back. Isn't that terrible? He fought back. Of course I fight back. Because it was a false accusation. A totally false accusation. And it's a disgrace. It's a very sad period for this country. And I think in the end, I will consider what's happening now to be one of my greatest achievements, exposing this corruption.
Now, President Trump, the commencement speaker at the U.S. Air Force Academy, shaking the hands of all 989 graduates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 43 points to close at 25,169. The NASDAQ up 20 points, the S&P 500 up almost 6 points. Staying now with news about the U.S. economy, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the latest snapshot of economic growth put out by the government. Here's his report from Washington, D.C.
In the latest estimate, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.1% rate in the first 3 months of this year, but much of that gain was based on temporary factors that they say will likely fade, leaving growth much slower in the current quarter. It was up from a 2.2% increase in the fourth quarter of last year. The new GDP estimate was down slightly, though, from an initial 3.2% estimate. For the current April to June quarter, economists expect GDP growth will slow to less than 2%, and for the year they see it rising a modest 2.3%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC reports the number of new diabetes cases down after increasing for the last 20 years. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Researchers at the CDC report new cases of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. decreased by 35% since a peak in 2009. The report is being described as the first sign that efforts to stop the nation's epidemic of diabetes have been working. New cases have declined from 1.7 million per year in 2008 to 1.3 million new cases in 2017. The number of people living with diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. has remained stable during the past 8 years. I'm John Clemens.
Some farmers reportedly continuing to feel the effects of the trade war with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Farmers in Iowa are getting nervous as the U.S. trade dispute continues with China. Pat Swanson is a soybean farmer and says China was a customer who demanded a lot.
China's a huge customer. They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while.
Swanson was speaking there on Fox Business. The U.S. soybean exports to China have fallen by more than 80% in the past year after China imposed retaliatory tariffs and switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.